I am Grace Ryan Calva. This is an interview with Rowena Garner for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done April 11th, 2012 at the Logan County Courthouse in Boonville, Arkansas in Logan County. The audio recording and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related material will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collection Department, University of Arkansas Library, Spedville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Ms. Rowena Garner, are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
I am.
Thank you. First, I'd like for you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county which you presently reside.
My name is Rowena Garner, R-O-W-E-N-A-G-A-R-N-E-R, and I live at Sugar Grove, Logan County, Arkansas.
Thank you. You're a wonderful lady, and you've been like you're such a role model for each one of us. This is going to be a very informal interview, and I want to share many memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers, Rowena. So I want you to feel free to comment anything that you want to comment, the good times as well as the bad times. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers program? As a member or as a professional, you were a member, of course. How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers program?
I grew up with it because my mother was a member, and she had been a member just about all of my life. So I just grew up with it.
That's wonderful. How long have you been associated with the program?
Ever since I got out of high school.
And what year was that?
In 1938.
Isn't that wonderful? Gosh, you've been associated with the association longer than some of our members are old.
That's right.
That's wonderful, Rowena. What was the first club with which you were associated, and what year? Do you remember that?
I joined the Ion Club when I got out of high school, and in the Ion community.
And what year was that?
1938.
That's wonderful. You're the oldest member of our Logan County membership in the association, so I'm so very proud to be interviewing you.
Thank you.
Are you presently a club member?
Yes.
If so, please give the name of the club, the county, and the district.
Sugar Grove Club, Logan County, Ozark District.
That is great. Do you have any special remembrance of that first meeting of your first club? That's been a few years ago.
I'm sorry, I don't remember the first meeting. I just know that I went. And I remember that it was there at Ion. But I don't remember any special thing that happened that day.
Okay. Why did you join, Rowena?
I reckon I thought it was just a thing to do.
Now, when did you join Sugar Grove? What year did you join the club there?
I married in November of 1941, and I don't know whether I went to the first meeting right after I married or whether it was after the first of the year of 1942, but anyway, I joined the Sugar Grove Club immediately after I married.
Well, after all, you were a new bride,
yes.
So... That is great, then, that you joined immediately when you moved to Sugar Grove and married.
Yes.
Okay. That is great.
My mother-in-law and two sister-in-laws belonged, and I went with them and joined.
Why have you continued your membership with our association?
It was just a thing to do. There was always something to look forward to. There's always something new fixing to happen. And I could learn new things.
And do you remember Mrs. Marcel Phillips, the extension agent?
I most certainly remember Miss Phillips.
Oh,
she was a wonderful person.
Yes, she was.
I was with her in 4-H before EH, before home demonstration. And she taught me a lot. I can remember things now that she taught me. And I'll see girls that don't know how to do something, I think, they need Miss Phillips.
And now, what association did you have with the Arkansas Tuberculosis Association? The clubs,
Extension clubs, the home demonstration clubs at that time were, well, they asked us to help with it. And I was appointed to one of the committees to help organize and help get people to have x-rays and be involved in the state sanatorium, because it was here right under our nose and it was very important.
Well, it was for us to have the TB
right
sanatorium here, right, was really, and it needed all the leadership.
It needed all everybody's help.
Okay. And what are some things that you really did in the club that helped bring new members in and helped with the, I know we had needy families now, then, like we do now, but what were things that you all did?
One thing that I remember was Miss Phillips would have the people meet at someone's home. Of course, we met in homes most of the time anyway. But she would ask them to have certain things, or she would bring some food to cook, and she would show us how to cook different things. She taught us how to cook several different things, things that us country people didn't know much about.
And she showed you how to can, too, and, didn't she?
Yes, she really,
now, I was,
she really helped us to learn how to can. And back then, lots of people butchered their own hogs and calves. And she taught us how to can pork and beef.
Mm.
And we did lots of canning back then.
Well, that's the only way. Everybody didn't have a freezer and everything.
No,
you had a pressure cooker, though.
We didn't know anything about freezing back at the first.
Now, Rowena, did you go to Walmart after Walmart came to Boonville and set up those pressure cooker checks?
Yes, we.
That's another thing that was
set up. We would have a testing for the canner lids, to see that the pressure was still all right.
Okay, now tell me about those gatherings that y'all used to have with other clubs in the county, where you made mattresses, comforters for needy families. Those were a very big...
That was something that was really big, and it was hard work, but we enjoyed it.
You were helping someone, didn't you?
We were helping someone, uh-huh. And the mattresses were good. I just imagine that some of those mattresses are still in use.
Mm.
I don't know of any, but I wouldn't be surprised by what they are. And some of the comforters are still, and they furnish all the material, even the material for the comforters.
Wonderful.
Furnish that.
Well, y'all just donated so much of your talent and time to do this, then. That was great. How many of the agents can you remember their names or remember something about them?
Well, we didn't have too many because Miss Phillips was here for so many years. And right this minute, I don't know who followed her. Was it Judith Hiddle? Judith Hiddle was one, and
well, we've just had one retire, Sheila.
Sheila, mm-hmm. And we had one named Willis before Sheila. And what was her name? Her name was Willis.
No.
Wasn't it?
Well, I think. We've had some really good leadership
in the
county.
We sure have.
And that's been most appreciative. Rowena, in your busy schedule, have you had time to attend? I know we've had many council meetings in the county, and I know that you've been very attending a lot of those. But have you been able to attend any of the state meetings and things?
Yes, I went to 2 state meetings at Fayetteville.
And they had lots of workshops and things for you, didn't they?
And we learned a lot at those workshops. And we came back home and tried to teach what we had learned.
Oh, that was wonderful. So you brought it back to your members that was not able to attend.
Right.
That was great. How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Well, it's just been part of my life. I've told lots of people that it was part of my life because that's what, well, I just depended on it so much.
You circled that day that you met each month on the calendar, and that was an important day, and you look forward to it. I feel quite sure, having a mom that was also a member.
It was something that we just look forward to.
That is. What has been your favorite event or activity?
I think the fellowship and just getting together has meant. And I've helped with the fair, the county fair, just about every year back.
For how many years?
I don't know how many years, but I worked out of the home after my children got grown, and the years that I worked out, I would take my vacation during fair time and work at the fair.
How sweet of you, because you were a permanent fixture at that fair each fall. That is great. I don't want to ask you this question because I don't want you to tell me anything, but what has been your least favorite event or activity?
One thing that still aggravates me is when we get together, sometimes the people get too involved in visiting and don't pay attention to
We're there for.
Well, what we went for to start with.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that still irritates me.
Because you know the Roberts rules by heart, I'm sure. Okay, what changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization? That's a big question.
It's a big question, but no one agent has ever done for the county what Miss Phillips did, because she went to nearly every meeting and she brought some kind of good information each time. And in later years, the agents have not been, maybe faithful's not the word, but anyway, haven't
available.
They not have been available to go as much as she did. And I think we all missed that.
And I think that you just answered, has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Right.
You just about answered that question and answering that one, because of the fact that people, when a presiding officer is presiding, they need to be quiet and pay attention.
They need to pay attention, that's
correct.
Right.
So I think you probably answered that one. Do you have other memories that you'd like to share with us, or experiences or thoughts that you would like to share that your membership has brought to mind?
Right this minute, I don't think of anything outstanding, but there's just so many things that we have done that I do recall, and I'm glad that I've been able to be a part of it all these years.
We've had a couple of really good cookbooks in the county, too.
Yes.
That was a real project that we all worked on, so that's been...
We really worked on those cookbooks.
And I bet you use it every day, and I do, too.
Yes, I sure do. I still use my cookbook a lot.
And that we went over even to a state with that.
Yes, yes.
I want to thank you, Rowena, for... I want to thank you, Rowena, for all you've contributed to the Extension Homemakers Club and for sharing your memories with us today. This has been most important to me because, like I said, when they asked me to do this interview, you have been a role model for not only me, but you've been a role model. And how many years have you been? What age are you today?
I'm 92.
And still a member of EHC. That is wonderful, and I want to thank you again for doing this today, and this is going to be in our history for years to come, and there will be some little girl that will come along and read this and say, I knew Rowena Garner from Sugar Grove, and that will be a highlight of today, I think. So I love you with all my heart, and thank you for being my friend.
Thank you for being my friend. And I thank you, Sandra.
You're very welcome.